Welcome back to Cena Before. We're probably going to say something stupid about your favorite movie because we've seen it all before. I'm Danny. That was stupid.
I'm Dan.
I thought you were going to fucking do the Pope thing.
Yeah, I changed it up, didn't I?
What was that?
It was on the trailer of what we're seeing today.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
I come here. I thought, I'm surprised they didn't do I Was Made for Loving You. Like, that was like the song.
They did a few different songs. Anyway, we're doing The Fall Guy today. The most highly anticipated movie, I think, of the of the early summer, spring, late spring, early summer, whatever you want to call this time in the year.
It's a time for stupid heads.
Yeah. Anyway, David Leitch directed it. It's a roller coaster. Let's talk about me for a second. Get into this movie. So it was 7:05 pre-screening, and I didn't know pre-screenings don't have previews. I've only been to maybe like one or two of them, but yeah, no previews. I was still at work until like 7:15 because we just ran late, and then by the time I got there at 7:30, you're like, "Where are you?" You're like texting me. It was like, yeah, "I'm on the escalator." And then, I'm pissed.
I got confused because you said, because I went in before and I told the guy, like, can he come in and just say, like, hey, my friend's in there?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, you gotta, like, come out and do it. So I said, hey, where are, because you said, I'm coming. And I'm like, okay. And I was like waiting at the door for like, you know, a good five minutes. Because there's two fat asses in front of you.
There was two fat asses in front of me that were not letting me walk up the escalator. I was like, come on.
Danny's
like texting me. I was like, why is he texting me so much? And then I'm like, I'm pissed. And then you're like, well, you're not going to be happy about this.
Yeah, and I was like, you missed kind of the whole, like, first 20 minutes
of the movie.
So
I was like,
basically,
not just yet.
We got to do the intro.
So, you know.
Let's get to it.
I see what it is. You taking my line? Taking my line now?
The camera was on me. What do you want?
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so tell me about the first 20 minutes of The Fall Guy.
Well, you got Ryan Gosling at the top of his game, doing his stuff and things. He's all like, I'm a great stuntman. I got this great job. I had to deal with douchebags like Aaron Taylor Johnson, which was his name, Tom Ryder.
Tom. Ryder.
So they kind of hate each other. But what I didn't realize, though, is like, because stunt actors look so much like their actual actors, they kind of get looped into a bunch of movies with them. There's like, oh, I've been his stunt actor for 6 years. Like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he's got a steady job with him. And he's also got this girl is a camera operator, Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of this like flirty thing going on and stuff. And then everything's going great. And they have this little flirty thing where they're like, let's go get margaritas and make bad decisions.
Yeah. Her name is Jody. His name is Colt.
Colt.
Yep.
Jody. And then, so basically he's all like, oh yeah, I live the best life ever. And then he does his stunt, looks fucking badass doing it. But I guess apparently, something happened. Some sort of accident happened with him breaking his back or something.
It didn't show the accident of what happened?
No, it's just like, it looked like he did like a good stunt. And then it just all of a sudden just cuts to him like on the stretcher. I'm like, what the fuck?
Interesting.
And they don't actually go into what exactly went wrong. It just looks like he just did a stunt and then they just say vaguely, oh, it messed up.
They do get to it later in the movie. Yeah. But
I want to know like, how he hurt his back. Because he jumped from like a 200-foot drop.
Oh.
Like, he's either dead or like, you know,
like
it wasn't
paralyzed.
That bad.
Yeah.
So I was just a little confused on that one.
Yeah, yeah. So they had like this romantic relationship during the shoot of that, correct?
Like, yeah, they're like flirting and stuff at the beginning. Okay. And then this thing happens. Yeah. His pride is hurt. So he kind of just disappears for like
a year, right? It's only a year later.
Oh, it's only a year?
I think it's a year.
Wow, he can recover from a fucking broken back in a year?
I thought it was a year.
That's wild.
I don't remember if it was a year or not.
But yeah, basically, they jump forward in time and he's out of the game. And he's all like, he's got this long hair and he's all depressed. And he works as a valet. You know, obviously this guy humiliates him and stuff in the beginning. He's all like, yep, I'm the stunt guy. I'm the Tom Ryder stunt guy. Yeah. And then he steals the guy's car. You know.
Yeah, he got into this movie because of the producer who is Gail. That's her name, I think.
Oh, cool thing about her. She was on Game of Thrones. I didn't recognize her because she must have lost a lot of weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's also wearing like this like nun outfit, so you can't really see her hair and stuff.
Yeah, Hannah Waddingham is her name.
So
yeah,
she actually like she played one of the villains in Game of Thrones.
Okay,
You know, with the High Sparrow. She was like one of the,
you think I know that?
Yeah, whatever. basically, her death ends with her being like basically waterboarded by Cersei.
Oh,
the thing is though.
Wild.
The regulations on the set basically like didn't like look out for her, and like she was like strapped to a table and being ladled with water for like 8 hours the whole day, and like basically legit being waterboarded. And I guess so she like sued them or whatever, and I think she got some sort of settlement. But
huh.
You know, glad to see she's doing well.
Back to Stunt Doubles and how they, you know, they have steady work with the actor they're working with. So yeah, apparently Ryan Gosling had no less than 4 stunt doubles on this movie.
Makes sense. Yeah,
4. Oh,
that's another thing I wanted to mention.
What?
They had this whole like really cool like intro kind of describing like what a stuntman is and blah blah blah. And they're using David Leitch's his movies and stuff. The Atomic Blonde's in there. They have actual behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
And like the shot of like Charlize jumping over the balcony with the mm-hmm. like choking the guy out, and she kind of like, you know, does like the swing thing, which I think she got that from Scarlett Johansson, because she does the same thing in Winter Soldier. But anyway.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so it was just really cool seeing, like, you know, so it actually caught a glimpse of a few of the stunt guys, because nobody showed up, like, you know, or like nobody, like the movie with.
Oh, nobody. Yeah. Yeah. That's also David Leitch. Produced it.
You see a scene with a guy jumping through like a car window. I'm like, hey, that guy looks familiar. And then I caught him. He was like one of the stunt doubles Ryan Gosling. So I'm like, oh, he's getting work.
It's that's
like,
cool.
I'm glad. And this movie does a really good job at like showing how exactly, because everyone's, you can like make a movie about movie making, right? You can do that like set up the shots and you have like all the lingo. But like this one really felt like this is how they actually do it, like the actual process, where like they have like the cues, they have the walkies, they have the all the different camera angles and stuff, and the prop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this wasn't just like a action comedy, romance, whatever you want to call this movie, but it was like a love letter to stunt making, which has been a big hot topic in the Oscars the last few years, especially.
Even they bring it up. They're like, yeah, stuntmen don't get Oscars.
At least they acknowledged it this past year, but like, Give him the stunt category.
Yeah,
like David Leitch will win every time. His stunt.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like if that's the complaint that like, oh, like one guy is gonna win one every time because he's clearly got the best, you know. But we give the fucking Pixar movie the Oscar every year for anime. They're like, who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah. Packed to after the first 20 minutes of this movie. So when I came in, they were just starting working on the actual film itself. Winston Duke's character was talking with Ryan Gosling, I guess, before a big stunt was going to go on, like that big stunt when the...
Yeah, that's when you... So that's when he like... Yeah, so what's her face? The producer lady.
Oh, Gail.
Gail calls Colt being like, hey, we got this movie. He's like, no, I don't want to go. Fuck you. And then she says, oh, it's Jodie's movie, because she was a camera operator last time you saw her. So this is her big shot. So he's like, oh, I got to do it for her. Mm-hmm.
I still got the feelings.
Yeah. So like basically, also, I love that whole little bit between him and Winston Duke where they're like, I think his name's Dan in the movie too. He does a quote for like a movie and he's got to guess what it is.
Okay.
So like, but like they did like 5 or 6 times. It was pretty cool. I liked a little bit. But yeah, so basically the whole stunt is like, they're going to do a car roll. And he's like, yeah, no big deal. Going to do 8 car rolls. I'm like,
huh?
What? And they said it was a record.
Yeah.
Like in the movie, I feel like that was exaggerated because I feel like I've seen car rolls.
With 8.5 car rolls, this movie breaks the record of most car rolls. This was also stated in the movie as a true fact.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's in the trivia.
Why are they so nonchalant about it then?
It's
they're like, oh, it's a record.
Yeah. I mean,
and then Colt's all like, eh, whatever.
It's great.
I meant to do that. It's cool.
I love how nonchalant it is. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. His whole performance, like, especially when, so the first like action scene where like he's at, like we're getting real into the real shit with the girl starts attacking him with a sword. He's just cool as a cucumber, just like blocking this shit. And he doesn't know it's a prop sword.
Yeah, no. So yeah, Gail basically tells him that Tom is missing after this whole. Well, before Tom is missing, there's this whole really funny bit of Jodie just fucking with Colt and just like,
oh yeah,
it's like, oh, you left me. Interesting.
Yeah, the Aliana.
She's literally alienating him on the set as the director. He's, it's like, oh, set you on fire a few more times. It was fucking funny.
See, the thing is, though, I have a few complaints with Emily Blunt's character. She is great.
Yes, she is.
Like, her performance is great. I just don't understand her character because, like, from the start, Colt is all like, yeah, I fucked up. He even says, like, I wish I could have another chance. I mean, they're talking in, like, in metaphors with the Aliana and the cowboy and everything. But, like, it's clear, like, they're talking about them.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to catch on. It's like,
yeah, there's like, this is awkward, Jody. We should move on. He's like, no, we'll do one more time.
Let him on fire. It's like a whole powwow session. Yeah. It's like,
the thing I don't get, though, is, like, she's all, like, you know, like, Colt is, like, saying, hey, I'm sorry. I would like another chance. And she's all like, I don't believe you. She's like kind of an asshole to him at first.
Well, it doesn't really delve into her past at all. So like, we don't know what happened in her past, but could have something that was cut.
Well, that's the thing. She's really thin. She's a thin character. I don't know much about her. She's other not than very she likes well karaoke.
Developed.
Yeah. So, and like, that's the kind of, like, I know it's Colt's movie, obviously, but like, maybe we have like a little plot line with her.
It's also kind of her movie. She's the love interest. She's also like a higher build actress on the movie.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Well, because she's Emily Blunt. Yeah. But like, what?
Well, not even just that.
What else is to her other than being, than I'm a director and I'm mad at Colt?
And I want to do karaoke.
She loves that karaoke song.
But yeah, I don't know, man. There's not much. You're right.
So that's the only thing I really have a complaint about this. But the rest of the movie, I think it really sets out. It does everything that it is trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And pretty well.
Yeah, it's just there to have a fun time, do some stunts.
I thought this movie was going to be R. I didn't know it was PG-13 going in.
Oh.
I was kind of upset about that. I think this movie should have been R. It could have done a lot more with it, I think. Hmm. I mean, not necessarily the stunts, but like just...
Well, there's a couple people who die.
Yeah, I also thought it could have been like, I thought it was going to be a comedy as well, like more of an action comedy.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit more later. But, so we're talking about the sword scene now, when Gale tells Colt to go look for Tom. So he goes to his apartment, you know, casually just scales the fucking roof to go up to Tom's apartment.
Yeah, he's like, you know, having like a two-way conversation with himself. It's like, oh, hey, Colt, you know, told you not to break into my... He's like, douchebag.
Typical Ryan Gosling. I love it.
Like, as a stunt guy, like, I know you got to be kind of cool under pressure, obviously. But like, you would expect what's going to happen to you, right? In a stunt, like, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do this car roll. I'm going to, you know, grab my shoulders and roll, right? And then, but like, this lady's coming at you with what you think is a sword. And I know it's a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's stupid. But it's just kind of funny. It's like, yeah, I'll just, fuck, I'm a martial arts fucking, you know, I can do this shit now.
And then it kind of, you know, just... He's like, oh yeah, it's a prop sword. She's just like fucking with him. It's like,
yeah, I'm like a good actress, right?
That's kind of annoying.
It's like, that was not helpful.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. but then she tells him he's probably, well, the shady people that Tom is with are like, he's probably got to meet his drug dealer or something like that at this club.
But they're sending them on like a wild goose chase.
Yeah. And like drug he him. Looks like literally in that green, neon green outfit, I could literally see him. It's like, that's fucking Travis Kelce. I fucking hate this. It looks like Travis Kelce.
Well, speaking of that, well, there's a scene where you know, he's crying in his car right after like his first day on set, because, you know, he's like, oh, I fucked up with Emily Blunt or with Jody. And then she's all like, are you crying? And she's listening to All Too Well.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I remember it. And then there's like three girls in front of us in the theater who are just fucking jamming out to it.
I was like, hey.
I'm like, I thought they were like teenagers. Like, I thought they were like, no, they're like 25, 26.
It's like, oh.
Like, they're being a little.
They may have had a few drinks. Yeah. May have. But yeah, hey, they're having a good time. Whatever. That's what you go to the movies to do. You go to have a good time.
Yeah, I was vibing. Like, if they were in like a drama, I'd be kind of pissed. But this is like a fun action comedy, so whatever.
Yeah. So I was cool with it. But yeah, and okay, so back to Travis Kelce Gosling. So he's going through. He gets in a whole big fight at there. Chases after the drug dealer. He's like, I don't know, man.
I love how he's like talking to himself too, or like he has this bit where he's like. he puts in his mouth guard and he's just like, I'm going to stop this car. He's like, no, you're not. It was like, well, we'll talk about it later. And he puts in the mouth guard.
Yeah,
and he's
dude, his inner monologue is hilarious.
He's like, where is Tom? He's like, I'm so sick of this. And then he's like, are you still seeing unicorns? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he drugged him. I forgot it. We forgot to mention he drugged him.
That was a cool little fight scene in the club where, like, he got this slow motion with all these sparkles and shit going on.
Yeah, that wasn't in the trailer, and I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he goes to a hotel, I think.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, ask for the fruit plate.
The fruit platter,
yes. At this hotel. he's like, okay. And then, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on with this hotel concierge or whatever. Was he supposed to be, like, all nervous or, like, new at this? Because he was all like, here's your key. You know, he's all, like, weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're dealing in, like, is like some sort of, like, secret, like, hotel sex thing or whatever.
I don't think it was that. I think it was just, I forget what it was. It was whatever Tom was doing.
He's like, I heard you ordered
Tom's into some sketchy shit. Let's just say that. So
they had this whole bit where, like, the card doesn't work to get in the fucking door.
Yeah, but then once he gets in, he sees the unicorn. The unicorn's just off to the side, just like, oh my god, the unicorn's still there. And then Emily Blunt calls, or Jodie calls him, and they have this really cool split screen scene that I really liked a lot. It's like, oh, it's all matched up nicely on both sides. I'm like, that's a good directing choice.
Some people are going to ding it for being like kind of like meta or like commenting on what they're actually doing. Like, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also like the amount of timing and placement of the camera frame that you have to get with that, because you know obviously you have like them, like they're looking at each other, and like it's just really cool, the beats, because like then they have like this he said something about where like there's this big red outline and blocking them or what, like they say that, and then there's like this like there's like red fixture kind of
yeah
dividing them. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then and then like she goes away because she's I figured it out, I'm gonna do this big third act jump thing. And then, she turns into, or like, you know, she goes away and the unicorn's right there. So like, fuck off.
Yeah, it was really well done. And, I lost what I was going to say. Oh no.
Please stand by. Please stand by.
Okay. Well, I can't remember. So that was completely useless. So moving on from that really cool scene, going to the next scene where where does he go next? What happens?
I actually kind of forget.
Okay,
I think we go to the his day on set with Jodie. He's doing all those takes, you know, and they're having a fun time. It's like old times again. And like,
oh yeah, because it was the it's the actual at the Sydney Opera House. It's that scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing about that scene is really cool because like. I was hanging out with Mike last night, and we were watching Game Night.
Yes.
And I thought it was so cool how they get like this whole, basically like this whole like beginning stages of a relationship, all like the, you know, like they meet at the bar. Mm-hmm. They really like games, and they start shitting on their one friend for being single and ugly and gross. And then like, he's like, what the fuck? And then the Jason Bateman is like, does like the bit where they go playing charades. It's like, you know, you, me, ring, marry. And she gets it. She's like, yeah. Oh, will you marry? You know.
Yeah.
That took like under 2 minutes. They get this whole.
Got all the exposition.
Yeah.
All of it.
It was right so there. Good. So what I love about this scene is like basically the entire like foundation of the relationship is in this scene, and they do it. They pace it really well because like you have them, you know, obviously you know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Then through this whole day of doing takes, having fun, laughing, and they, you know, start to get into each other again. It only takes like 5 minutes, and you I was kind of hooked into the relationship from that point on.
Just, yeah.
You know, and like, I'm like, oh no, he's going to fuck it up with the karaoke thing later, but
we knew that was
good. Yeah, really. He's going to fuck it up somehow.
Yeah.
But it's just like how they were able to kind of get past this whole roadblock that like would like if there was like, you know, like, I don't know, like a movie that wanted to take its time with that or didn't have this other cool stuff going on, they would really drag that out. And sure, it might be more fleshed out, but I think they got the essentials done with the scene. It only takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it's a different way of editing, I guess. They didn't do it at the beginning. They just kind of spread it out throughout the movie, which it worked.
Yeah, so, it's efficient.
Like, yeah, you know, like still, Emily Blunt, Jodie's character is still not fully fleshed out, but like you start to care for her from this point on. She gets this great idea for him to just finish the scene for Tom. So, and they're just gonna like see AI his face or deep fake his face on.
That is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because you can actually do that now. Yep. So that you have like a scan of the stunt guy's face.
Yep.
Just like, why isn't like, for like Timothy Chalamet, like on Dune, like does he show up to set like for like 2 days or something?
Because
he needs to do the dialogue scenes, right? But all the action scenes can just be just like a second unit director, like the real director won't be on the second unit doing all the action scenes. Like we can just do that with the actor now. And I don't necessarily think that's a good idea because like it doesn't feel, it kind of gets away from the authenticity of it. They kind of paint it as a good thing because it's good for their relationship in this movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea for the rest of Hollywood. Because then it just seems going more down the line of AI and, you know, and like
not authentic. It's just kind of like a meta thing where they're just kind of getting it.
Yeah.
It's
a plot device in this, but
it works well. I mean.
Yeah. It makes sense.
In context. So this whole Gail is basically like, I'm going to give you this check on this plane. Get the fuck out of here. She doesn't want him there anymore. I guess.
Why did she change her mind?
Probably because he was.
I thought the whole.
We find out she's bad.
Yeah.
I kind of had a feeling she was bad from the very beginning. I was
She got that because all producers are just shitty.
Right? Yeah. So yeah.
Jade. Don't.
Oh God. Okay. I'm gonna laugh when she watches that. So she basically tells him like, "Hey, get out of here," and he's just like just rekindling his relationship with Jody, and he's just like,
so the,
no.
But the thing is, I don't know why she says that.
There's no,
because in the meantime she finds, or he finds the, I forgot that he finds the dead body.
Yeah, he finds the dead body. Sorry. She must find out about all this shit happening from the other villain, the MacGuffin that we're gonna get to.
He called her. He called her, say, "Hey, I fucked up."
Yeah,
and she said, "Don't worry, I'll handle it."
Yeah.
So her idea is to get Colt to be the fall guy, right?
Yep.
Sorry for spoilers, but you know that the whole why does, so he finds the body.
Yeah.
So like, oh, maybe they're trying to get,
this is the phone.
Maybe she's trying to frame him by like being like, oh, he's trying to get out of town real quick.
Yeah. She's trying to
that
like,
might be it.
She's trying to like pull the string.
Yeah, make it look like he's actually running away.
Yeah.
The string's on me.
Yeah. All right. Basically, that's the whole thing. So she's the real villain of this movie. Aaron Taylor Johnson's character, what's his name? Tom Ryder, is kind of just MacGuffin. He's a dumbass. Yeah. Accidentally killed the dude by kicking him into a lamp or like a table, and he just snapped his own neck. So basically, all the bad guys are looking for this phone that Colt Seavers has. Fun. He found it somehow. I forget
when. They find the passcode in his apartment with all the post-it notes.
It's when him and Dan go to the other apartment thing or whatever.
Yeah.
See, it's really hard to follow, but like it's also not at the same time, but like I'm just trying to remember it.
Is it Momo or Momo?
Oh my God. Those post-it notes were just fucking hilarious.
But like honestly, that's so real. I still don't know how to spell. I think it's Momoa.
It's Momoa.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, let's get back to this. So there's this whole big action sequence where Colt is with the dog in the car following the dump truck or whatever it is.
Yes. And Jody's like, we're going to karaoke.
She's going to karaoke after that thing at the opera house. And he's told to, you know, get the fuck out. And he's not getting the fuck out.
Yeah,
but then, Gail meets Jody at the bar while this is all going on. This whole action sequence is like, oh, he left. And then Jody starts singing whatever the fuck she sings. It was a sad, depressing song. And then, so the whole action sequence that's in the trailers is, you know, the scene where he's on the bridge, like just skating along.
He's got the shovel as like a hook on the.
That was really cool.
That was the behind the, so they show the behind the scenes of the stunts, and that was one of them. So that was another stunt guy, the guy I was talking about from Nobody, that he's that guy doing that.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think he's the one who does the stunt where like, cause at the end, like they break really hard on the,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, he gets the phone from Tom's assistant, played by Stephanie
Sue.
Sue. Is that her name, Stephanie? Yeah,
Stephanie Sue.
Weird. I thought it was like I know that's what I said. It just sounds like that was wrong.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Everything Everywhere All at Once girl.
Yeah.
And then
should have won the supporting actress.
She should have. Jamie, I like Jamie Lee Curtis, but she should have won it.
Anyway.
Same thing with what's her face? Lily Gladstone. Anyway, she gets kidnapped by them, he goes after them, and then
is a dog that can only be talked to in French.
Right.
And
yeah, they go by this stuff really quickly. And then but I also love that little bit with him and the dog. What happens to the dog though? Do you know?
Dog's fine.
He died?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dog's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know.
I like that dog. Yeah. Speaking of dogs. Hello.
He don't want you.
We have a dog in. Yeah. Oh, okay. We have a dog in the studio today. So
yes, we have.
His name's Apollo because my cat's name is Rocky.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, perfect. I'm gonna stop now. All right. Yeah. So after that whole scene, what happens there? Oh yeah, Colt goes to find the passcode at Tom Meyer's apartment. That's what happens after that scene.
Yeah, and like fucking
with Dan
Winston Duke.
Yeah,
what a legend.
Yeah,
because he's all like, I don't want to do this, and then like he fucking finds out he's gonna actually have to fight some people.
He gets an axe. He's like, is this rubber?
You know, I did like how they play with the blanks and stuff and like, you know.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing they did with the blanks because there are real guns. And then, I mean, Colt's character just has a gun and blanks. He's just shooting it. It's great. Then at one point, Man Bun shoots the phone out of their hands and breaks the phone. So
I don't know why he admitted that. After the end of the scene, he tries to do the jump off the balcony and then he fucking lands on the
yeah that whole trailer scene where he's like, yeah, no, you can't, like, do this. No, okay,
too risky, I can't do it.
And then he goes, so he gets on the boat where there right there is Tom Ryder. Just
oh, he wasn't dead.
Yeah. And he wasn't dead. Shocker. And he's the dick bag behind it all. Well, sort of behind it all.
He's the architect of all your pain.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
Why does he say it like that? That's the.
I don't know. I was trying to like come up with a reason. I was like, nah, I don't know.
It was me, James, the architect of all your pain.
Leave my favorite James Bond movie alone.
That's your favorite James Bond movie?
You know that.
Spectre?
Oh, wait. Shit. I was thinking.
I was thinking Skyfall. Oh, no. Skyfall. That's great.
I was thinking, what's his name?
No, Spectre. That's a piece of dog shit.
Spectre and No Time to Die are not great. Anyway, so back to Tom Ryder. He ties up Colt. He's on the boat. He's about to light him on fucking fire. Yeah. And
clever how he gets out of that.
This whole thing a little bit before where Colt's like, oh yeah, I can drive a boat backwards. It's like a whole thing that just was mentioned throughout the movie.
Yep. You got to set that up somehow. I thought it was a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, but he ends up doing that. I forget how he gets out of there, but he gets out of that.
He crashes the boat.
Well, no, I forget how he gets out of that situation.
Oh, tied to the chair?
Yeah.
They start dumping the gas on him.
Yeah.
And he's screaming for help.
Oh, and he gets swallows a mouthful. He puts some gas in his mouth and then
spits it. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
And like, that's a cool thing. Like, when you have like, you know, because Colt, he doesn't seem like he's the smartest guy.
No.
But he does know, he is clever in that sense where like, you know, this is cool when they have little tidbits like that. Like,
yeah. So then he gets in the boat, they go chasing him. He's calling Jody and he's like, I'm sorry, whatever. And just, basically professes his love for her.
Yeah, the whole like emotional climax.
Like, I'm gonna die. I might die. Whatever. Yada,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, I didn't want to. You know, you got to be a thumbs up guy all the time. And you know, I didn't think you wanted to see the thumbs down version of me.
That was kind of funny. Not gonna lie. That was really cheesy and funny.
Yeah.
It's like a cheesy '90s movie. This movie's a cheesy '90s action.
That's what I love, though. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, so yeah, he crashes the boat. So if everybody thinks he's dead, he goes to meet Jody the next day in the ridiculous costume that's
fucking love
set
that.
Up in the beginning.
Oh, also the best part is that the movie that they're doing is like Star Wars and Dune and Fast and Furious all mixed up. It's literally the same notes, but it's just the first two.
It's so funny. funny, man. It's making fun of all the sci-fi movies, and yeah, I love it.
It's perfect, dude.
It works out so well. Yeah, so he meets her in a trailer, and she's beating the fucking shit out of him.
Yeah,
she can handle herself. Yeah, like, and then, goes on, like, and then he gives the thumbs up, and she's like,
wait. Oh,
yeah. And then
Gail, and then like she busts the voice modulator, so it's just like so. Yeah, I just love, that's the great scene. And then obviously they play the whole like hide from Gail, she's coming in, you know.
Yep. So he hides in the bedroom, and he's just like in the background of Gail and Jody talking, just like or whatever.
Don't.
So like he's just watching.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh, I think lurking. I'll stay. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
so
like,
she basically is proving to Gail that she's gonna finish this movie her way. But also she actually agreed with Gail, but she's gonna do it her own way.
Yeah, because now like
gonna do the jump, the 200-foot jump or whatever.
Right, because like that's the one thing Tom is scared. That's the whole reason.
And Tom can't do his own stunts. That's yeah, the thing.
That's the reason why he kills his other stunt guy, because like he kind of challenged him unintentionally, being like, "Hey, do your own stunts?" He's like, yep. Shut up.
Yep, that's it.
So then he's like, "Oh, I accidentally killed him."
Yep. so basically, the whole idea is to get him to admit on camera that
which I think is the best scene
yeah
in like the whole movie, because it's like he's like, you know, he's doing the stunt and then he's driving away, he's like, what are you doing, I want to get out of the car. He's like, okay, yeah, Tom Ryder.
Why are you saying my name like that?
And then they fucking they go, you know, just like, so like, oh, so why did you try to kill me? Oh, it wasn't my idea, it was Gail's idea. She tried to kill you, and I was just part of it. He fucking says it verbatim. And then, you know, he's like, what's your name again? Tom Ryder.
And then they do the jump, and you know, they're good or whatever. And then Gail's trying to get the footage, and she's just freaking the fuck out. And then she's like, get the helicopter or whatever. Yeah. And they try to get out.
Yeah, they have this whole fucking disaster of a helicopter crash. You know, she takes out a fucking 357 Magnum. She's fucking gonna blow right, his
like,
head off.
Just like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
I love how he's counting bullets the whole time, too.
Yeah. He's like, it's not loaded, Gail. Come
Gail, you're out of bullets. And then he just falls out of the helicopter onto the 87 North trampoline thing or whatever the hell it
That's
is.
That's the most authentic product placement I've ever seen in my life.
I love it.
That and Perrier from Talladega Nights.
David Leitch's stunt company, 87 North. It's so fucking funny. Yeah. So that was.
Oh, I also forgot the part where he's like, right after they're going over the jump. You know, Colt puts in his mouth guard again, and then just Tom's like, I don't have a mouth guard. Where's do you have an extra mouth guard?
I just love how Aaron Taylor Johnson played him. This is so fucking doofy.
I'm trying to think.
It's doofy. He's doofy. It's hilarious.
I'm trying to think of like who would be like an actor like that would kind of be like that. I think it might be like Tyrese. I feel like he would be kind of like that. Like if he was like more famous, like if he's like Tom Cruise level famous, I feel like he would be kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who it would be. It had to be like a
either that or what's his face? I don't know.
All right,
Jai Courtney. I feel like if he was more famous, he'd kind of get like a full head of himself like that.
That'd be funny. I feel like he would do his own stunts though. But anyway,
I'm Captain Motherfucking Boomerang, dude.
Yeah, so we get the happy ending. It ends very abruptly, actually. But it's then there's the mid-credit scene where.
Yeah, so I didn't know any of these people because I didn't even know this was based off a TV show.
Yes. So obviously the was a cop. I think he played a cop.
Well, he played a stunt guy. It was like the same premise, except with the like. I guess he's like a private detective or something in the meantime.
Yeah, so like that was the guy from the show.
Yeah, and I didn't recognize either of them.
Yeah,
although I did recognize the guy. I couldn't place him though.
Yeah,
I don't know what else he's been in that I've seen. But, definitely didn't recognize
his name's Lee Majors.
Yeah, that's a cool fucking name.
Yeah, he's
he was in
not that, much recently.
Yeah, he's old.
Oh, yeah. Magnum P.I., he was in an episode. Oh, one episode.
Yeah, whatever.
Ash vs. Evil Dead, he was in 8 episodes.
He looks like the guy that was in The Pacific, the general on that.
The Pacific.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Do you remember?
2010.
Hold on, I went too far. Nope, he's not.
Ugh.
Good guess. Anyway, so yeah, this movie is based off a TV show in the 80s called The Fall Guy, ironically.
Does he fall?
No, it's actually very a kind of a different premise. So this show is he's a stunt guy. He's still a stunt guy, but he in his off time, he's a private investigator type thing. That's kind of how this plays it. Or a bounty hunter for when his movie work is slow. He's a bounty hunter when his movie work is slow.
That's so, like, what's his face? Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know how, like, the bounty law? Or no, not bounty law. The
bounty law.
The one where he's jumping this truck, and he's, like, in the back of a truck, and he's shooting a shotgun. It kind of feels like that.
Maybe. Oh, shit. It had 5 seasons. Jesus.
Yeah.
Damn.
Quite a few episodes, too, from what I saw.
Yeah, they were 22 episode seasons.
I missed when that was a thing.
112 episodes. Holy fuck.
Now we're lucky if we get 8.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe that? 8 episodes for a whole season that also has filler.
I don't know. It shouldn't have filler if it's that short. Like Stranger Things season 2 when it had that stupid episode.
Yeah,
like
episode 7.
We didn't need that.
In their defense, it was 9 episodes, so they...
Is it what episode?
It was 9 episodes that season, so they could... Well,
whatever, you know.
But no, like the fucking... what's the show? Well, yeah, Obi-Wan. That one pissed me off. What the fuck was that 4th episode?
This show just sucked, bro.
Yeah.
This show just
sucked. Let's just have a side quest where Leia needs to get rescued from... the hide him under the... Never mind.
It's fine. Just let it go. Ahsoka was decent. Decent.
It was slightly better.
It
needed to be
speaking
great.
Speaking of these types of movies, I love how they're just kind of making fun of it. It's because they're all kind of just... Franchises are kind of not great at this point.
Yeah. We had the heyday of like...
Marvel.
2018. 2018, 2019. That was like the peak years. And
then, yeah.
After that, we're like, well, we did what we wanted to. Guess we'll fuck around until we lose enough money to where we have to quit.
Like last year with Disney.
Yeah, they lost $1 billion in 1 year.
Well, yeah, like I saw a tweet. Where is it? I don't remember who tweeted it out. It might have been Cinema something. Hold on. Fuck. I don't remember. Culture something, maybe?
Culture Crave?
Culture Crave, yeah. I think
all with Darth Vader.
Let me see if I can. All right. So, yeah, the net loss for the biggest box office failures of 2023, the Marvels lost $237 million.
Nice.
The Flash lost $155 million.
Nice.
Indiana Jones, $143. We knew that.
Yeah.
Wish lost $131 million.
What even is that?
There was Disney Wish. It came out in like November. And
isn't it like an animated one?
Yeah, no one fucking saw it. and Haunted Mansion lost $117 million.
Yeah.
So like Disney was 4 of those 5 that lost so much money. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because they suck.
They're just not trying anymore.
They're creatively bankrupt. They have been for like 4 years now.
Yeah. And it really showed last year. Yeah. So, but. Who knows? It's unfortunate that it's going down this way, but...
My point is that, like, so you have big franchises like that finally losing money, and people are finally turning away from them. Now we have this movie, The Fall Guy, ushering in, you know, back to, like, you know, old-time, like, you know, effects and, you know, stunts and...
Practical.
Like, emphasis on, like, the crew... And like just good old fashioned movie making, and also, and I don't want to discount this, having a good story in all of it, like in the meantime.
Yeah, I think
it's basic, but it does what it needs to do. Like that's all we need.
Yeah, the John Wick guys, like David Leitch and Chad Stahelski, are doing the right thing right now.
Yes,
like, although John Wick's kind of getting kind of weird, but
they need to stop it. They need to end it and like just like because he's dead now. Just let him die.
Well, Ballerina's happening next year, so
I'm fine with that. But like. But you need to have a better premise because, like, John Wick, like, his was just revenge. You need to make Ballerina anything but revenge.
It's going to be revenge.
I know it's going to be revenge. So, like, but, like, that's it's just going to get played out, and it's already kind of getting stale. So, not that the stunts are, but, you know what I mean?
Stunts keep getting better.
Yeah, they keep getting, you know, like, I love that shot, like, the whole, like, over the head or over the bird's eye view of the building.
God,
that was so
great. The dragon's breath bullet. Yeah, oh, my God, that shit was dope.
So good. So, you know, but that's why we need more movies like this, more independent, more like, you know, more focused on like entertainment. And, you know, it's, we're getting there, you know, like I've seen a lot of stuff lately that's been like, okay, I'm glad we're seeing this. We're going in the right direction. Finally.
I think that's a good place to leave The Fall Guy. So what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a sweet old 80. You know, it's not revolutionary. The stunts were great. The acting was great. I really love Ryan Gosling. Every time he does a movie, I'm like, I love this guy. He's great. I don't think he can do
wrong. The one problem I had with it is everybody was hyping this movie up. This is like Ryan Gosling's best comedic role. No, it is not.
Oh, no, Barbie is. I think he's great in that movie.
The Nice Guys is his best comedic role. Don't even say it's not.
I don't remember that movie. I've seen it four times. I've seen it three or four times. I do not remember anything that happened. Oh, the only thing I remember,
he breaks the glass with his fist and he fucking cuts his arm.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So fucking
no,
funny.
He's great. I'm not saying, but like, I just, maybe it's just the way Shane Black writes a movie. I just don't remember any of the plot that happens.
I've seen that movie so many times though. Like I just know
there's
by
the
heart.
The scene, like the fucking, the bathroom stall scene. It was fucking great where he like tries to open it open. And he drops his cigarette in his pants and he's like, what the fuck?
Turn around.
And then, but no, he's great in this movie. With like, you know, because he can do the stunts. Yes. I think he did a fair amount. If I might be wrong, but it looked like he would, unless they did the
unless
CGI
they did the AI.
Yeah, it looked like he was doing a lot of the stuff. Mm-hmm. But and then Emily Blunt's amazing as well. I just like this movie a lot. 80s, like you know, because it's not like moving boulders or moving mountains or whatever. Yeah.
This is gonna be a rare instance where I give it lower than you. So
interesting.
It's a great movie. I like it a lot. But I don't know. I think it's probably because I missed the first 20 minutes. It's also because I was pissed off at that point. And the other part is maybe that like it's not as comedic as I thought it was going to be. It was rushed at certain points. I'm just like, you know what? It could have been so much better. But the stunts, you can't take away from the stunts. What?
What you mean rushed?
Like some of those certain elements were rushed, like say the boat part where he's where they talk about like, you know, him running the boat or whatever backwards. They kind of like mentioned that out of nowhere, like these certain things are just kind of placing them. It's like
I thought you meant like the pacing was too fast.
No,
like, bro, pacing.
No. The pacing was good in this movie, but it was just there wasn't as much substance as I thought there could have been. But it's fine. This movie it's gonna be 77 for me. 77. It's fun. It's a good watch. Good to have it on the background, I'd say.
Yeah, like I don't think I'm gonna buy this one.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not gonna buy this movie. But it's fun. We're Seen It Before. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok with the handle at Seen It Beforecast. That's SCENE It Beforecast, and on Twitter with the handle SIV_pod. I'm Dan. You did not like that, did you?
I'm Danny. You can find me on Instagram at Danny_Wass, my letterbox is serialized at DJ Wass, or my YouTube channel, which is just Danny Wass.
Jinx. Anyway.
Let me call
Dick. All right. Our next movie is we actually had this planned for later in the month, but I think it's release date moved up. But yeah, it comes out this next week. What the fuck is it? War for... No.
Kingdom.
Oh, the Planet of the Apes. There's so many...
Did you say Revenge of the Planet of the Apes?
I almost said Revenge, I almost said War, and then whatever. So it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah. We're going to have John back on for that episode. It's going to be a good time.
Caesar is home.
I don't think Caesar's in this one. I think Caesar's dead.
No, he's dead. He died in Austin. No, this is like dead. His legacy. Which I'm sad that they're not including his son that was set up in Dawn. I think he might have died in War. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
They're all on Hulu right now.
Yeah, well, I own them all. I'm 4K.
Nerd.
This is one of those franchises that, like, it's so, like, low-key and underrated, I think.
Low-key?
Okay. Nobody talks about it, but it's such a great franchise. Like, they rebooted this stupid 60s franchise, and they made it, like, actually, like, dramatic.
Yeah.
Like...
I only have seen the James Franco one, the first one. I've only seen that one.
I think that's my favorite one.
Yeah, it was good.
Me and Matt Reeves don't really vibe. I don't like him too much.
Well, anyway, we're seeing that next week. So until then, we'll see you next time.